Yeah, bud.
What's going on, everybody? Yeah. This is Frisky Morris Sessions. This is the first time we are out of Chicago. We're in Lansing, Michigan for GTG Fest, and we are here with our first guests of the weekend. We're here with Bong Mountain from Grand Rapids, Michigan. What's going on, guys?
Hey, that's us.
What's up?
It's Mustard Plug?
We're Mustard Plug.
My buddy Don would be like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We love Mustard Plug. I don't really know their music very well, but I love that one. It's Mabel.
Hell yeah.
I'm on that train right there.
Yeah. Ride it strong.
Which makes me love their music.
So this is going to be a little different than the other formats we've done, just because, one, we're kind of short on time, two, it's completely foreign, and three, we just want to make these short, quick, get an introduction, hear some tunes from the bands, just introducing as many bands as we can this weekend. So first and foremost, can you guys go around, introduce yourselves, and what you play in the band?
Hi, I'm Matt. I play the drumsticks.
Also, he plays the full drum set. Also, I'm Chris. I play the guitar and the sings.
He's lead guitar and lead singer.
Come on. Come on.
I'm Alex. I play backup guitar.
I'm
also
Adam.
Casio keyboard.
Casio keyboard loops. I'm Adam. I play bass guitar.
Hell yeah. So I usually start all my formats with a little origin story, so let's go ahead and do that for you guys. How do you know each other? How did you guys become a band? And kind of how did you decide on the type of music that you play?
Okay, well, so me and Matt are roommates, I think, is essentially...
I think we're roommates.
But he just started playing with...
Oh, housemates.
Housemates. Sorry, yeah. It is a full house.
Of mates.
Their house.
In the middle of the street. So we were really into our madness, house. And we were like, fuck, how can we start a band that sounds exactly like madness?
Nice.
So
that's a good goal to have.
I don't really know what happened.
Matt and I were in another very terrible band for a few years called This Is a Year. And then we continued... Jamming together, writing some shit.
Jamming together.
And then
Jing-a-langin.
Chris wanted no part of it because he had heard our last band. And we kind of had to coax him.
We got Adam in because
he didn't care. He just was like, I'll play bass with these
Matt
losers.
Matt saw me after a show that...
Adam played in a Pinhead Gunpowder cover band, and that was tight.
Yeah. And so he asked me if I wanted to play with them, and I started playing. And I'd show up, and they would just keep playing different stuff all the time, and I was like, I don't know.
We still do that, right?
So how do you go
from... I think at some point I just got sick of just hearing them just do that. let's change some songs.
I used to be really bad at drums, and then I didn't be bad at drums.
Still bad at speaks, though.
Yeah, yep. Still bad at the speaks. So how did you guys go from wanting to be like a madness band to Bong Mountain?
I don't think we ever knew what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Alex.
We still kind of don't.
Yeah. That's very true.
I don't know, Alex. Nobody writes full songs.
Alex just has all these riffs in it, and I just started playing along with it.
Usually,
we jam out almost every song. Yeah.
Riffs, and then we just make a song from that.
Or yes, someone brings a riff. We don't. No one writes like full songs.
Right.
And a lot of times, someone just all of a sudden making some dumb shit up on the fly, and then everyone joins in, like, oh, wait,
yeah,
this is actually a good song. Like,
yeah.
Let's write 60% of this, forget about it, and then do that.
Come back to it about
do that again
later. The thing, and then forget about it.
But so, it wasn't like a clear, we weren't like, well, let's try and write songs that sound like this or sound like these bands. It was like, this is what the four of us, playing our individual stuff, sounds like together.
Right.
Sure.
I think our first show, we had four songs.
Mm hmm. And then for the next year and a half, we had five songs.
We play only seven.
Oh, no. So, how do you guys, with the songwriting process...
Love you, Lost Love.
Love you, Lost Love.
Yeah, with your buddies in Lost Love that we had on the podcast.
Oh, boy.
I already heard some fun sleeping in stories before we started Tornado Day, sleeping in until 8 p.m.
Yeah,
I think that's the ultimate sleep in time. Sleep in until the sun goes down.
I don't know if I should say so much on...
That's fine. We're limited time.
Just they took him out of the house, and Vinny just is like, "Yeah, I went downstairs, and you know, we were flying around, showing everybody my dick, and then we just fell asleep for 3 hours." Just.
We just died.
I never thought I'd have to wake someone up to make a 10 p.m. load time. okay, we gotta go. It's 9:30.
I don't know how they do get out of bed. Canada, but here in Michigan. Yeah.
So with the songwriting process, you guys were talking about like riffs and stuff like that, and you guys sit on a song for X amount of time. What's the average time from inception of a song to it being in the set list?
I think it really varies. There are a few that have just gone like
one person
turned about really quick,
and that's it. But
there's also like we have a couple. We use like SoundCloud, and there's like a song that was there on my phone from like 9 months ago. I was like, "Hey, you guys remember this one?" We're like, "Fuck no!"
This is really good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And then we kind of relearn it and turn it into whatever it's gonna be.
So anywhere from the inception of our band to like a month. That's when we usually write a song.
Yep. That's a beautiful thing.
Sometimes it's like four days or one day.
I'd say by the time we do this full length, it probably took almost like a year or more to like write
all of
we're not even songs. Done yet. We have like a probably like 3 complete songs and then like 10 songs that are 75% done because the same like we move on so quick because we're idiots. Basically.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do here. Let's just write a new song.
Like. Right. Yep. That's awesome.
Or Alex will just be like, I just wrote this riff right now.
Let's do this for a while.
Yeah. So you guys are going down to Fest this year. Congratulations on that. That's going to be fucking killer.
Yeah, we're so stoked.
How is it? Have you guys played a lot outside of Michigan? And where have you guys played mainly outside of Grand Rapids and outside of Michigan?
We've done a couple short, like, week tours here and there.
Like little weekend warriors? Okay.
We've done tons of weekends, but...
We've been through Ohio, Pennsylvania, and a little bit farther east.
Okay.
There, but
went up to Pooza.
We went to Montreal.
Hell yeah.
That was insane.
The last Lost Love Boys.
Yeah.
The last tour that we did was like kind of around that. So we played Toronto, then Montreal for Pooza Fest.
We stayed the whole time for 3 days.
We stayed there. It was amazing. We played a show in Connecticut. We played a show in Brooklyn, Philadelphia.
We basically hit up all the cities that are really hard to park in.
Yeah, it was the hard parking tour.
What would you say would be that you've noticed is the biggest difference between like the Midwest scene, if you could call like all of the Midwest a punk rock scene, compared to Canada, compared to East Coast? Are there distinct differences between the three different areas?
We played really big cities. Like Grand Rapids is only like 180,000 people proper, and like when you go to Quebec or like Philadelphia, there's like a bajillion fucking people there, so it's just
Also Quebec is a province and not a city, but
Montreal. Yeah.
Gain
some geography.
I just don't want to get busted later.
We're gonna get called out
in the comment section.
I don't know, I mean, the bigger cities have been, I don't think it's more like
I noticed like a big city versus like house.
I think the big thing for the Midwest, and I know it exists other places, but for like us, like house venues and like some like DIY spots are like so huge part of our scene, and like house venues, like they're like different ones are popping up and closing like on a month or every month basis. Yeah. It seems like at least where we're from, but like that's where bands go to play and get a bunch of people to show up because it's like it's all ages, everybody.
People show up to house shows too, like even if they haven't heard of you. When you play like a bar in Brooklyn, it's harder to like get people to go because they've never heard of you. But like the house show is like, oh, all my friends are going to be there anyway.
You have the
like,
regulars that are going there no matter what, you get to play and hang out, and houses
that do stick around for a while get a reputation too.
Like, they always book good bands and...
Yep. Yeah, that's like our buddies Crab Legs from Fargo, North Dakota. Like, 90% of their tour is always, like, DIY houses because, like, that's just, because they run their own in Fargo, so they're, like, in, like, connected to the network.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We had an empty day on tour. What was that, like, last year? But we got added on with Sinai Vessel.
Roanoke,
Virginia, like mountain town, like middle of nowhere, not really, but like
Roanoke.
Small town, like, and then house show. It was blown up, one of the best shows, period.
It was like a dry.
It was kind of like
no booze. I don't know if it was like a straight edge, but it was like a dry house.
All ages and like
all ages.
Yeah.
But so perfect for you guys.
Yeah. It was great.
We took a night off from partying, though. And,
yeah.
And everyone came, and the show was nice.
And like, we just hung out. They had like a little patio. And
yeah.
We just tight. We don't do that.
So one thing I wanted to talk about listening to your stuff on Bandcamp and whatnot is I feel like your songwriting process, at least like song structure, is a lot different than like a lot of bands in the area in terms of like it, like the vocals almost have like a say anything thing to them where the intensity is really high and it goes from like kind of like the aggressive vocal to more of like a poetic vocal, and then kind of there's like so many different parts.
Lead singer Chris.
I wish I knew say anything really. I don't know how to compare.
Well, we write all the music first.
Which is, you know.
So is it something where it's like you are consciously like, we don't want it to be a straight 2 minute long punk song with like A plus B plus C equals D? Does it kind of just like take a mind of its own where it's like when you guys are doing those riffs, it's like, oh, like, what about this is like somewhat in the same scale and everything like that. This might be like a.
We wouldn't use any like words like that because we don't know that. But it would be like, it is because we will be playing like, and we're like, okay, that part's cool. Okay, this part's pretty cool. And then, like, yeah, Alex will be like, start doodling a different part on his guitar. And be like, now let's go into that part. So it's not like, let's write a verse and let's write a chorus. It's like, ooh, this part, kind of all by ear. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a part that did this?
We'll kind of jam and stick on one part and like develop the, because like one person will start on a riff and then we'll kind of just repeat it over and over. And then as like the other guitar will develop on it, be like, okay, that's cool. And then a lot of times Staxon will just start like play a fill and like jump into another drum beat and we'll just be like, oh, we'll shit, like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, not like that. Fucking cool. Oh, shit, this was about to be so good until you jumped in.
Kind of jam on guitar. One person will figure it out right away, and then the same thing again. Like, everyone will start building on it.
Reminds me a lot of like earlier Joyce Maynor stuff. Like, their songs are super short, but they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And they're super catchy. Like,
I don't know.
I think we have our own formula, too, because like, we always go like, there's like a verse and then a jammy part, and we always like slow down and go back up again. Like, that's like a lot of how our stuff goes. But
it's because like those are like, that's what we like about. Yeah. Like, those are the things that we collectively like about like other bands. Like, that if we're listening to a band, we'd be like, ooh, I love when they do this thing. You know?
Right.
Let's steal the shit out of it.
Riff lifted.
Very often. Let's do some, like, Alex will be like,
listening to. So,
dude, check this song out. We should do something kind of like this.
Right.
Kind of along the same vein. Yeah.
Pretty much exactly, but.
And that was
the time for me, it's rhythm. I'll hear the rhythm of a guitar, that's a cool strumming pattern. Let me adapt that to my own style.
It's like Symbiosis Midwest.
Exactly.
Is,
we just sort of listen to a lot of Signals Midwest.
Yeah. Really,
yeah.
Like,
so like, yeah, sometimes
we straight up rip like, that off. Yeah.
And we were like, well, let's
say, I'm going to say it in the title.
With the EP, was I going crazy, or does someone have like a inner Freddie Mercury, or was there like female vocals on some of those?
Okay, our friend Carmen sang on three or so.
We have guest vocals. Yeah, we have guest vocalists.
Is that something that's like a general thing where you guys are open to like always collaborating with other artists in your area?
Yeah, that's one of our fucking collaboration.
Especially because like we have so many friends that like
can sing, and only Chris can sing really well in our band.
We want to give people a little something extra for the headphones.
And like, come hang out with us at the studio, drink a beer, and sing these songs with us.
Yeah. Hell
it's
yeah.
just like, it's cool to share that with our with our friends, to be like a part of it. But, like, we did this, and check it out, like, 8 of our friends came and sang like backup vocals.
Yeah.
On, like,
my buddy from China, now Taiwan, sang on that.
And it's like people that we were in previous bands with. Yeah.
Well,
it's kind of like
tie
things around.
Story in a way, because 26 Caroline's kind of about
it was
the dude
pretty much about that era
his friend group
out with.
yeah And his friend crew, is the one like, that moved to Taichung, which is in the lyrics in the song, and he fucking was in town and
said happened to be in town, and I was like,
serendipitous.
And it's,
exactly.
It's mostly just him singing part of that.
But yeah, there's a part in like a, it's like part it's of the breakdown.
It's like, I'm bringing around full circle from when we were
Kevin Nunn's harmony.
Kevin Nunn did some.
I'm sure we'll do the same thing when we go to do our full length.
Yeah.
Ask whoever has free time to come in and lay down stuff. Because usually we live record, we did for that, and we plan on doing that again.
Live
and
record, then, no click.
Like no click?
Yeah, no click. Straight, I don't know. We can't play it. We cannot play no click.
How did I forget how to play drums?
Like, part of, I don't know, we're not that good at like, I think it's. I think it's.
I like how you're looking at everyone for like. No, right. Like
I agree.
Is it just
like,
me?
It sounds like us when we play. Like the if you're gonna measure that tempo, it's gonna be off of it. Like
But that's the thing. Like we've now and we've played together now for like a couple years. Like we spend so much time like writing this stuff together that like we know how it goes. Right. We know how like Stax is gonna start
playing faster, and you're just gonna catch up.
So, I'm gonna throw some Stax and some drum fucks up there,
and that's why you slow down in the middle of the song. And you're like, hey, cool it.
We've tried to go to a click, and we'll be like. There's a tempo change there. Like, we didn't consciously be like, oh, let's do a fucking tempo change.
Right,
it's gonna
be
sweet, but like, we'll realize it and try to do it to the
naturally
click.
Naturally how
like,
you're
it
playing it,
doesn't sound right. Like this part has to be at this speed. Like, there's certain, like, riffs or whatever, like, I think where it's like, someone wants to speed it up, or I'm like, dude, it loses the way it feels. Like, we're not gonna have the tempo change here.
Right, yeah.
Like,
and our buddy Rick Johnson that's recorded everything for us so far, and like, is hopefully will is into the foreseeable future. It's just like he's so easy to work with, and it's such a cool, like, chill atmosphere that it's like he's gonna set up and he's gonna like record you, and it's gonna sound like the best possible
version of
you guys. Like, it's you, like, you know, there's no fucking around with like, well, we should like tweak this, or we should like,
we didn't retrack any instruments.
Well, that was, is there ever like a doubt? Because I feel like that would be like the downside to recording live is like, once one person fucks up it's like, you motherfucker, like, I killed it that take.
Some songs will like end up taking a lot of takes, or like sometimes, like a lot of times, like the first song that we record of the day, because it's like, we try to start at like 10, which is early for anybody to be like,
I don't
doing
see it
anything
otherwise.
Important.
10 a.m., not 10 p.m. Canada time.
So, sometimes, it will be, and it will be like, you know, I'll have a part where I'm like, man, I just can't nail that part. You guys fucking killed it the last 8 times, and I'm still sticking that part, but like, we're gonna keep playing that song until we all get it to where we're like, that sounded good.
Or we just sometimes just like take the recording, we're like, yeah, that's fine.
Exactly. It's like, well, that's what we did.
That's
like,
as good
that's
as
it.
It's gonna
oh, there's
get.
Like those things like where once you've like you listen to like your masters ever going back, you're like, man, I messed up that guitar.
As long as Rick doesn't
I messed up this like
after we finish
thing.
A song, then it's good.
Yeah, it's a good take.
Oh, he's always just kind of like, yeah.
As long as he says, let's listen to that.
Yeah.
That's when
you
know,
you're like, you
that's
got
at least passable.
Yeah.
We play our own songs at like 80% on Guitar Hero. Like,
that's fine.
So let's talk about the new album that you guys were hinting at before. Is it different from what you guys have put out in the past? Is it kind of going along the same route? Is it,
you mean like what we're writing right
yeah, yeah, so like if you listened to the new stuff that's going to be on this full length and put it side by side with the EP, is there going to be a noticeable like, oh, they like really went for this instead of this, or is it like, oh no, this is like a this is a like, Bong Mountain song.
I think it sounds like us.
I think it's really like too early to make like some real serious comparisons, but I think it just sounds like us. And we just kept doing the things that we really liked doing.
About our other stuff.
And now we just have like more time together doing this, so we all, I don't know, it just feels more comfortable to do it.
Yeah,
now we're like, when we do get into like a groove on a new song, like, it usually starts to click a lot faster.
We know what works and like doesn't work at
this point. Yeah, we play off each other, you know.
I think it'll sound different, probably.
Is there a projected release date for it or anything like that, or too early?
Within the next couple months. Like,
hopefully like over the dinner,
we'll
do the recording.
And
like, we've got a lot of shows, and we're doing like, we're playing the fest at the end of October in Gainesville, and we're playing some shows on the way down there. We're playing We're opening a show for Bear vs. Shark in our hometown.
Hell yeah.
In November.
That's which a dream
country. Yeah, which like is so already, pumped
which is
about.
Sold out. That's crazy.
Which is, yeah, it's a sold out show. It'd be the most people that we've ever
It'll
played.
Be I'm exactly like, 420
if people show,
people,
yeah,
because that is
provided
the
everyone is there. Yeah, yeah. That's so, like, dope. We just, yeah, like, so we're always trying to, like, write new stuff, but because it takes all of us, like, playing together
yeah.
and playing it over and over and mm-hmm. over again, like, yeah, it's been taking a little while to write stuff.
And we're the fact that if you guys are, like, where it's like, oh, what about this thing from 9 months ago?
Right.
Like, that's like, it. The timeline jumps exactly. around all the time, so.
And our actual record, like, just came out in September. Like, yeah. it has the five songs that have been on our EP that's, like, been out for a while.
Yeah.
But it's got four songs on it that, like, previously this year came out on cassette tape split.
GTG Records.
So, but it's like, yeah, on GTG yeah. Records.
And here we are from here playing.
GTG!
GTG!
GTG and Proud.
Yeah,
so like we just had the record. Yeah, like so we're gonna, you know, we gotta try and, you know, get that out to people, let them enjoy that, you know, for a little bit. Stonewalled Records, Andy Slania, our boy from Chicago.
Nice.
Chicago label, Stonewalled.
Yep. Eradicator.
He has made so much cool stuff happen for us with like no
effort on our
stores
everywhere all around the country.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
So nice to us.
Oh gosh, we were did you talk to
Tommy Plural?
Did you talk to him?
Another Maximum Bomba.
It was very weird, like you talked to him, but like did he email us? Just kind of like, oh, I want to put out your record, and then we called him on the phone. He's like, oh, I'm just gonna like pay for everything and blah blah blah. We're like, oh my what god, the, like what, who?
Yeah.
Why?
Like why?
Exactly. Like, okay.
Like, holy shit, like, we don't even really know you. Like now we do, but like
yeah. Now we just like yeah.
He's from Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh,
hey.
Why is this so cold?
Oh.
Chicago fucking pizza.
Yeah, like all of that.
Yeah,
it's all about. It's all about tree. The number three is tree.
Tree.
You know, tree. One, two, tree.
One, two, three.
See, yeah, we don't really know, like, can't do the Chicago accent really very well, so it's definitely just a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
I think they're the for same us, thing.
You're not the first person that kind of just, it, like, slips that, right into it.
Yep.
Let's wrap this up. I always end these with a speed round. We'll go around the horn, or whoever has their answer first, just shout it out. And it'll be kind of typical interview questions, so the first one I'll ask is, what was the first CD, cassette, vinyl, what's the first piece of music that you bought with your own money? And if you can't remember that, the first piece of music you remember getting from a friend or a brother or sister, neighbor.
Better Than Ezra.
With Chris?
Yeah. From my brother, $5.
Nice.
Nirvana's Nevermind, Puff Daddy, All in the Family, and ICP's Great Malenko, All in One.
Hell yeah.
One swoop.
One.
Yeah, that's
Nirvana,
same
trip.
Bush,
who I am
Green,
today.
Green Day, Dookie, some, like, Nirvana, Nevermind, Bush, like, my parents brought me to a lot of, like, concerts when I was a kid. Saw Smashing Pumpkins when I was, like, 8 years old, so.
Nice.
My mom's kind of, like,
I got two. I bought them at Best Buy, my first CD purchasing.
For like $18.99.
The Offspring Smash and
oh, that was a great one
Collective
too.
Soul, Hints, Allegations, and Things Left Unsaid.
Nice.
Which we have in here on cassette.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's fucking good.
Favorite alcoholic beverage?
Not the fucking Japanese whiskey.
Not Chinese. Baijiu?
Not that.
Saying that wrong.
Favorite as in, like, could drink every day?
Tecate.
Hams. Fucking hams.
Yeah, hams, sorry.
Right. Which we are
hard as
bourbon.
Hams, go-to beer. Gin, go-to shot.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's that. That checks out for me. Also.
If
smoke weed.
Well drinks.
Specials.
Tacky ribs.
If you could, as a musician, open for one band, living or dead, who would that band be? Not necessarily Bong Mound, just you as a musician.
I would open for Bong Mound.
Hot Water Music, probably.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
That's
like,
fuck.
That's the whole reason I started playing. I
could
like,
it be?
I want to be. Like, I want to play with those dudes.
Okay.
Can it be like a band that still exists, but them at a different time period?
Yeah.
Green Day.
Yeah.
Early Green Day?
Yeah.
Fucking Nimrod Green Day.
Nimrod Green Day,
oh,
hell yeah.
Man, yeah.
If a band is
going on tour and they're hitting Michigan, what would be the top three spots to hit in Michigan?
I guess it depends on the level.
Let's go cities first.
Cities, okay.
Kalamazoo.
Grand
Rapids.
Okay.
And I'm going to say right now, maybe Flint.
Flint, yeah.
Okay. Flint. Then probably Lansing. Like, Lansing seems to be doing real good right now, too.
Okay.
So that's what I'd say city-wise. Kalamazoo, Shakespeare's.
For sure, Shakespeare's.
Is Drugs in the Carpet still a house? Or the Free Clinic?
Free Clinic?
If they're still doing it, I'd say the
Kalamazoo house shows are insane.
And any Kalamazoo house show.
Yeah. Thanks to Dan from The Reptilian and Chuck from Short Life. Those dudes fucking...
Always take care of us in Kalamazoo. Scene.
Hell yeah.
Grand Rapids, the Firehouse, fucking sweet DIY space. Pyramid Scheme is like a 420.
Everyone in Chicago knows Pyramid Scheme. Yeah,
it's super cool. There's house venues all the time. We're playing our other band's playing a place called the Madison Falcon. Those like house venues are always coming. So if you can get a house show in Grand Rapids, that's the way to do it.
For sure.
Flint local.
Hit up Danny.
Danny's house, whatever the fuck it's called. The dad house or something.
Eat at his taco truck.
Eat at Vehicle City Taco.
Nice.
Yeah, plug that.
Real good. I think we wrote a song about
tacos
that.
Tacos are tight.
The tacos that Danny makes in his truck are so good. Go to Flint, Vehicle City, Tacos, truck.
Nice. You could pinpoint...
That's on the new album.
Yeah. Let's talking to songs. What's your favorite Bong Mountain song?
26 probably. Just cause.
That's not. Yeah, it's just really it's fun the to one play. That, we can all sing along to it.
I like the ones that people that. I like playing the ones that everyone else also
that,
likes.
We can be crowding along with people, like our friends, like know the words and like can come up and sing along with.
Yeah, 26. So, like, 26 why are you so short? And then
why
like,
so short?
Our,
and like
we always almost always close symbiosis. Yeah.
Vehicle City Taco Truck is my other favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's also number one.
I like playing the songs that other people love. Like,
because it's fun.
If you could pinpoint a band that you either heard or saw live, and after hearing or seeing that band, that was the moment that you were like, I need to do what they're doing. I need to be in a band. Ooh. What would that band be?
RX
Bandits for me. I saw that dude play drums, and that just I got a drum set like within the next couple months.
Nice.
That was, yep.
Shit, I don't know.
I would have to actually, like, my friend's, like, high school band, like...
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It was just seeing like, my friends
had this band called Drive, and, like, I went to all their shows.
Yeah.
I hung out with them. I'd, like, hang out at their practice sometimes. Like, I just wanted to be in that band.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I guess I got to figure out how to, you know, do this.
Yeah. I felt that way about Chris's old band, Kane Marco.
Oh, as well. That's a great band.
I wanted
to... Yeah.
Nice. Shut up, you guys. Yeah, I don't know. It's just it's watching my friends play music and being jealous of it.
And there's still, like, so many of our friends still are playing in great bands. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's like, it's so fun. Like, let's just keep doing it.
Hell yeah.
Just having fun.
If you could give, last question, if you could give one piece of advice to a band that's going to go on their first tour, what would that piece of advice be? Either a definitely do or definitely don't.
Don't take it very seriously. And just have a good time.
Yeah,
have a good
some
time
shows are gonna
with
suck.
Your buds.
Not suck, but like people
treat
won't show
make
up.
Sure everybody's
treat it like a vacation with your friends.
Yep.
Just
yep.
And you're playing music. You're just playing music.
Let's play
well.
A bum show.
Pack some of your own
fuck
food.
It, dude. Like, what are you doing? You visited a different city and.
Well,
it's a funny story
to
for you guys.
I said like tour, like people go on vacation. We go on basically go on a 2-week vacation, and maybe if I went crazy and got food out three. Every day, drink like at a bar every day. I'd spend like $500 on a 2-week tour. Like, you can't go on a 2-week vacation for $500.
Yeah.
On the other hand, for the Pooza tour, ate cheese and mustard sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's like the cheapest way to vacation, and it's like the most fun. You don't get mad about shows. Just
hanging out.
Just
like,
have fun.
The worst night, it's you and your buds hanging out playing songs that you love playing.
Yeah. Right.
And probably getting drunk later, you know? And hanging out with some weird
you're
people.
You're going to meet somebody cool, for
exactly.
sure.
Like, there's everywhere you go. Like, there's a couple cool people every night.
Oh, one last one. If Bong Bowen ever covered songs, what was the first song you guys covered as a band?
Third Eye Blind.
As like a serious cover, or like I mean, started off as a joke, like, but then you were like,
I love Third Eye Blind. That first album that we enjoyed, and I grew up on it, and all my old bands were like, everybody can sing along to, I will not play that. And finally, everybody was like, yeah, we'll do it.
Everyone's drunk, like, as soon as it's really easy.
It's really easy.
Oh, we didn't fancy it.
We're not like nailing it.
We don't even do it the fancy stuff they do. I just play the four chord, three chords.
So yeah.
Everybody knows the words, so it's fine.
Oh,
we're not
man.
Real musicians, so it's hard for us to learn how to cover songs.
That is 100% true.
Like, where, like, as you're trying to learn it, you're like, oh, I didn't realize it was this hard.
Exactly.
Bong Bowen, thanks you guys so much for coming on. This has been awesome. Man, this is a great start to the three-day weekend.
This was tight.
Tight.
They're gonna get on stage in a little bit, and we're gonna listen to some more awesome music tonight, like right now. And from all of us at Frisky Morris Sessions, have a good day, night, evening, wherever you're listening to this. We are out. Bye. See ya.
Your breathing was staggered and broken and sounded